outward appearance or status. God looked at his heart. And just like David, you have been chosen, set apart, and empowered for this season. To be anointed with divine grace means stepping into God's favor, his strength, and his spirit. It's about walking boldly, even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season?
Good morning. Come on, let's just get to it right now. Father, we thank you that this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, your word says that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And Father, your word also says that you gave us power, those who received your word, even to them that believed on your name. Then the word was made flesh. Father, make this word come alive today. Father, give us clarity and understanding. Father, you said with all your getting, get understanding. Father, we release the power and the anointing of understanding. Father, we want to see clearly. We want to hear you clearly. We want high glory. Father, we want to hear that still small voice. Father, we want to hear you. And Father, we will follow the instructions so we can receive the harvest and manifestation. Father, right now I declare and decree to all high glory all over this nation. We just pray for this nation right now, oh God. Father, we pray for the leadership in this nation. Father, we come against agendas. Father, we come against greed and personal agendas. Father, anything that doesn't represent helping your people. High glory, giving high glory. Increasing your people. Father, I declare and decree that anything that's not like you, you're going to tear down and you're going to calm down. Because Father, you said that when a nation, God is the Lord, the people rejoice. High glory. So Father, we thank you that we rejoice today. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, and none of this word would fall to the ground. In Jesus' name. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning, it's not going to be my opinion, it's going to be the word. Because my word can, my opinion can do you no good, but the word is forever. The Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will never pass away. Now, today is July 1st. It's the first day of July. It's the 182nd day of the year. And that number 182 represents unity. The 1 represents unity. The 8 represents new beginning and resurrection power. And the 2 represents agreement and partnership. So prophetically, today, I want you to hear this. Today, invite you to partner with God afresh in the second half of this year through your covenant identity. I want you to write that down. Your covenant identity and your obedience to divine economic principles. Why? Because the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28, that God created us in his image and after his likeness, and the first thing he gave us was dominion. He says, and let them have dominion over the fish, the fowl, the cattle, and over all the creeping things, and over all the earth. The only thing he didn't give us dominion over was one another. Why? Because we were made in his image. Now, see, here I want you to understand. Covenant identity. Oh, my God. We're going to talk about the covenant today. Listen. Oh, my God. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. Oh, come on now. Let's do this. We're in Genesis already. We just read Genesis. But let's go to something here. Let's go to Genesis chapter 17. Now, when we talk about covenant identity, there's a couple of scriptures that we're going to go to today real quick. I just want to encourage you. We're going to go through Genesis 17, and we're going to go to Galatians chapter 3, because I want you to get the understanding, first of all, of your covenant identity and who you are. Let me type this into Instagram, Genesis chapter 17, and we're going to do Galatians chapter 3. Come on now. Stay with me. Just give me 6 or 7 minutes, and trust me, it's going to encourage you. Genesis chapter 17. I want you to hear this. Check this out. And when Abram was 90 years old, he was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him. Now, all the other times when God spoke to Abram, he spoke to him, okay? My sheep hear my voice. But this time, when he's getting ready to unlock, listen, his covenant identity, he says, now I appear to him. And he said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Okay, that's not what he said. He said, I am El Shaddai. That means Almighty. He spoke to him in his Hebrew dialect. Okay, Abraham was a Hebrew. Okay. So this is high glory, and you're going to find out some things that you didn't understand, that if you don't understand your real covenant identity, you can't receive the fullness from God. Come on now. Hey, glory. Woo, my God. Okay, you must understand. Here I'm going to type this. Understand your covenant identity to receive the fullness of God. Okay. So we are right here, Genesis 17. We're in verse 1. It says, I am El Shaddai. I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant. Now here's the real first time when he starts unlocking this covenant. I will make my covenant. This word covenant is a Hebrew word, the berith. Okay. The Hebrew word Genesis is the berik. Come on now. It's the beginning. It's the covenant. It's the pledge. It's a promise. It's an agreement. It's an alliance. Okay. Woo, my God. Listen, it's a contract with God that can only be dissolved through death. And God ain't dying. And neither is your spirit, because you're made in the image of God. So God is a spirit. Your first likeness is spirit. It's not your body. This is just the shell. This is not the real you. So, and I will make my contract, my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. So the covenant, first of all, connects us to multiplication and increase. Okay. Then Abram fell on his face and he began, and then God began to talk with him. And he says in verse 4, Genesis 17, verse 4, and he says, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. He's given him his covenant identity. See, when God talked to me, he said, I am making you a teacher. You're going to teach in the kingdom and in the public systems. Woo, my God. Neither shall your name anymore be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. Past tense. So he's showing him who he already is. Let the Father show you who you already are. And then he said, and I will make you exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations come out of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. This is the first connection. This is our first covenant connection with kingship. It reconnects us with Genesis chapter 1 when he said, and let them have dominion. If you are a king, you must have a domain. That means you must have a territory to rule and have authority over. Oh, come on now. Someone type this. I was made to rule. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, my God. And then it says, and I will establish my covenant between, now here's where we come in, between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generation. When someone points to yourself and say, it's my generation. It's my generation. For an everlasting covenant, for a covenant, for an alliance, for an agreement, for a contract that will last forever. To be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto you and your seed after thee, here we go, the land. Here's the domain. Okay? And God said to Abraham, you shall keep my covenant and thy seed after thee in their generations. Okay? So that's the beginning of the covenant identity. Okay? Ah, glory, your covenant identity. Oh, my God, you better get this covenant identity. Woo, my God, are you getting this? Come on now. Woo, my God, see, I felt that, okay? So, someone type, I receive it, okay? This is your covenant, and I'm going to type this in for Instagram. Now we're going to go to Galatians. Chapter 3, and we're going to bring it home, okay? Galatians chapter 3, and we're going to look at verse, for time's sake today, we're going to look at verse 25. Galatians chapter 3, verse 25, okay? Verse 25, but after faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For you are all, listen, the children of God. By faith in, where? Christ Jesus. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, neither male nor female. For you are all what? One, in alliance, in agreement, in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, that word Christ means the anointed one and his anointing. Okay, and if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise or according to the covenant. So when you get the understanding today that your covenant identity says, I am the seed of Abraham and I am an heir. Ah, glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Now listen, so now we're going to sow seeds. Okay, listen. The Bible says, first of all, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers, okay? So the first way that you can give into the ministry is by sowing seed into the ministry, okay? Here it is, the left-hand side right here. By using our PayPal, okay, by using your smartphone and scanning that QR code, okay, hey, great. And we're going to do the anointed divine grace seed, the 2025 seed, $20.25. Oh, okay. Ah, glory. Hey, glory. Or the $225 or the $2,025. Okay. But we're doing it in that denomination, $20.25. Ah, glory. Hey, Kesha. Woo, my God, my God. See, we're going to see when you begin to get the understanding of who you are. Now you can break the devil's back because he has no defense when you know the truth. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the knowing, the understanding of the truth shall make you free. Okay? Why? Because God's covenant is built on Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Now we just heard where he just said that if you be Christ, then you are Abraham what? Seed. And oh my God, you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So when you receive salvation, high glory, you become an heir. But here's where the devil deceives us and causes us to miss what's already ours. He says, if you be Abraham's seed, you are heirs according to the promise. So you cannot, listen, you cannot receive the fullness without having the understanding that you are a covenant-connected seed of Abraham through Christ. Come on now. So now the next thing that we do is we do what's called the Terumah. And according to Ezekiel 44:30, it says the first fruit of all things of every oblation, that word oblation is Terumah in the Hebrew, shall be the priest. And you shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the what? Blessing to do what? Rest in your house. The Bible says, Paul said that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So when you understand that when you sow into the hand of the priest and prophet of the ministry personally, now you're activating the blessing that comes out of the mouth of the priest to rest on your life. Now, when you sow it, you can use my Cash App, $2ProfitMDBryant. And when you do it, you activate your covenant identity inheritance. Well, so you see, Father, we thank you. You said, given it shall be given. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto their bosom. Father, unlock the revelation, the revealed word and knowledge of who they are, their covenant identity, who their covenant purpose on this earth, that they can release covenant harvest, going unto their community, unto their families, businesses, and ministries in Jesus' name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the rest of the week. Be blessed.